stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, February 28th. I started talking without the mic being on.
I know, that was funny.
And I'm going, wait, I can't hear myself.
I was like, I can't hear you either. What's going on?
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Brigetta. How you doing?
I'm good. I had a good night last night. And
did you?
Yeah, and I feel good today. So.
Did you go running this morning? Because you look all like sporty and everything.
Oh, I'm going running after.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm actually going to go to the state. I haven't done the Santa Monica stairs yet. Have you?
No, are you kidding? You can't pay me enough to do those. that's a steep incline there.
Yeah, I've heard about it, but I've never done it. So this will
But be you're in shape. You can probably do it.
Yeah. No, I'll be able to do it. It'll be fine.
There's a lot of steps there. Do you know how many steps they have?
No, how many?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, but I thought you were like trick questioning me.
No, it's not a trick question.
I was like, I got to figure this out. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know why anybody in the right mind would want to do it voluntarily, but what do I know, right?
Yeah, well, you know,
you
I
need
like
to
a challenge.
Be in shape, yeah.
I do. And, you know, I'm training for the marathon. Right. And then, you know, actually the Tough Mudder was this past weekend. Did you know what that was?
No.
It's pretty insane, actually. I did the Spartan races, which are insanely insane, but they're fun. They're kind of like a military run. So a lot of hills, running straight up hills, carrying tires with you,
really?
Climbing ropes, pulling cement down off trees and putting them back up, swimming through like the crazy freezing cold waters. Really? I mean, it's like military challenges.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Crawling forever uphill through barbed wire. Like it's really intense, but it's a lot of fun. But it's when you're doing it, you're like, what the fuck am I doing? Why am I doing this?
Sounds like boot camp. You know?
It is. It literally actually is training for boot camps. Yeah. A lot of military people do it, but it's a cool challenge. We did it for charity. But the Tough Mudder was this past weekend, which is very similar to the Spartan race. Except it's a lot of mud piles. So you're like, you're going through mud, you're swimming in mud, you're jumping up, you know.
Yeah.
And actually, you know who did it this weekend?
No, who did it?
Our valet guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Carlos?
Yeah, because I talked to him a lot. He's a big competitor. Like, he does a lot of marathons.
Really?
I couldn't believe it. Yeah. And he told me yesterday, because we were talking about how I was, you know, doing it. And he's like, look, I did it. I did the Tough Mudder. I'm like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, I would have done it, except this weekend was the Oscars, so I didn't have time. But there's another one coming up that I'm going to do soon. So they're fun.
Wow.
But like I said, when you do it, you're like, what the fuck am I thinking?
I know.
You know? Like,
know.
What the hell?
Even when I'm not doing it, I'm asking, what the hell are you thinking?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, sometimes I'm like, I don't know why I'm doing this. But it feels it's a really good challenge, and it feels good after you do it. And
I can imagine. You know, you feel you accomplished something.
Yeah.
You know? And you're that type of person that you like to challenge yourself and keep on doing yourself.
I do.
And that's cool.
I just feel like I always need something new to do. And I'm constantly having a battle with myself every day. Every day.
Need constant stimulation, huh?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
In both ways. Hey.
Do you get bored easily?
I do get bored easily. Yeah. I do. Well, it depends too. I mean, if I enjoy what I'm doing, then I don't mind it. You know, I'm if it's something that's keeping my mind active or if I'm being active, then I absolutely don't mind. And I don't get bored. But if it's like I'm just sitting there and it's the same routine every day after day, I can't do that. I can't have the same routine.
Yeah.
I need to spice it up.
There you go. That's why you don't have an office job.
Exactly.
Right.
I couldn't do it. There's no way.
Yeah.
Like people ask me like what I do and I'm like, Jesus, do you even want me to start what I'm doing right now? It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But,
but it's good because you keep yourself busy. You know?
Yeah.
It's not like you just sit around.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
That's good.
I could never do it. And I don't understand people that do sit around. It kind of... I just couldn't. There's no way in hell I could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. No, I mean, even if I sit around, I'll read, you know. I mean, that's about you know, be on the computer or something. But I can't just sit, you know. I mean, even TV bores me.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I like my TV.
Do you like TV?
I do like my TV. Yeah. I will say that.
It does bore me, but, you know, I mean, sometimes there's some good shows, but otherwise... Yeah. You know, I'm not that crazy about it. Even American Idol, I'm not following that anymore. You know, I just kind of...
Yeah, I don't...
It's hard for me to sit there for 2 hours and watch this, you know?
Yeah, I don't follow, like, those type of shows. I'm more into, like, Vampire Diaries and True Blood. Actually, anything on Showtime or HBO, I love.
Really?
You know, Shameless, True Blood. I love period pieces. I'm obsessed with period pieces. So I love...
Downton Abbey or something?
Well,
or?
No, The Borgias. The Borgias.
The Borgias. I don't know what that is.
My
Never heard of it.
God, they're starting up again soon. It's really a great show.
Really?
It's based on actually Godfather is based off of it. So it's the very first crime family that happened in Italy, mm-hmm. but they're actually Spaniards. So it's the Pope well, he's from Spain, and they came over and became the Pope of Italy. Very corrupt family. You know, insanely corrupt. He was married before. He had kids. And then it's all these, he just killed other people to stay in power or have it, you know, they would fuck other people or have, you know, his daughter marry this villain, and just a crazy, crazy story. But The Godfather, believe it or not, they'll tell you about it. The Godfather actually was written based off the Borgia family, the original Borgia crime
That's
family.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah. So, and actually every character in The Godfather was based off someone from the Borgias.
Wow, that's interesting. I never knew that.
Yep. So this is an awesome story. The series is phenomenal.
Yeah. So is this based on true story?
Absolutely,
or is that,
true story.
It is,
based
huh?
on historical
wow.
facts. Yeah. It's a really great show. I recommend definitely seeing it. It starts up again, I think, in April. Mm-hmm. I want to say, I think it's, I don't know if it's HBO or Showtime. I forget because I get them all confused. But I think it's HBO. Mm-hmm. But it's a phenomenal show. So I watched, that's one of my favorites. I love Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
You know, I like the period type pieces. I love history. I'm a history buff.
Really?
Yeah.
So let's talk about history a little bit.
All right.
What do you want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about? history and science. I like, they amaze me. I like mm-hmm. learning new things, and otherwise I get bored. Like I say, I like to, you know, I like to get in the brain and mind behind things.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I did live back. I think I lived back then, and that was one of my past lives.
Yeah,
maybe
probably
that's
another life, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway. You believe it.
Shut up. I know.
I don't know. It might actually happen. I don't know. I'm sort of like on the fence with it. Sometimes I'm really spiritual.
Yeah.
And other times I'm just skeptical, you know, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, you know, I mean, I do have it in me, you know. Mm-hmm. There was, I went through some spiritual awakening in my life, like about.
Really?
Yeah, maybe 15 years ago, you know, I was like really down. And you know, when you're down, the only way to look is up.
Yes.
You know, and you discover God and all that stuff. So, that was actually a good year in my life. You know, it helped ground me and everything, and made me realize there's like order in the world. It's not just all like, random.
Right.
It's not all just random. So. Yeah. I felt the whole world, the whole universe was against me, you know?
Really?
So, yeah.
You know,
there are times like that in your life, you know?
I definitely agree. I mean, I've been through that. I went through a lot of that last year. A lot of it was a new awakening for me. Just like, I felt like my whole world came crashing down. It was like one thing after another. And and then I think it's the worst that it could possibly be. And then it's something else hits. And I'm like, oh my, I can't. And then finally, that's when I said to the universe, I was like, I can't take anymore. This is enough challenges. I cannot do anymore. Like this is tough. This is really tough. And I kind of hit, I think I almost hit rock bottom last year.
Really?
I went crazy. And but I knew it was for a reason. I knew I would, it'd be for the better. You know, and I wanted change. I did. And I kept saying, I want to change. I just didn't necessarily want it all at once.
Right.
And I didn't necessarily want it then.
Yeah.
And so the universe kind of forced me to move on from things and people and places. And I did. And I'm in a much better place now. And I'm so thankful. And it's like, gosh, if I didn't go through that, where would I be, stuck in the same place as before?
Right.
Going through the same shit? No.
So what was like the turning point for you? I mean, how did you start feeling better?
I literally went insane. And I think it took a lot of friends. I have really close friends that helped me through it. My parents were really there for me. I had to take off for a minute and go to Florida and just kind of recoup.
Take a break from life.
I did. But I think that when I moved to my new place, it was a very positive place. It was out of Hollywood, but in a very positive house. It just had really good energy. And it kind of just changed me completely. And from being where I am now, I feel more positive. There's horses all around me. There's nature. I needed to be with around nature, a sense of realism, to ground me back down. And it's just a lot of creative energy around there. I don't know what it is, but I'm now myself, almost myself again, where I'm being creative, being productive, and a million things to do.
Right.
Whereas I felt stuck. I really felt, and yes, things were happening slowly, but what it would be is something positive and then bam, the worst thing ever. And something positive and bam. And I'm like, God, can't I just enjoy the good things rather than being slam with shit all the time? But no, it wouldn't let me. And I know it's because I needed to get out of where I was.
Yeah. I mean, life puts everybody through that, and I think everybody's got at least one episode that in their lives where, you can't believe all the shit that's happening to you.
I know.
But life is about, this shit happens to everybody, and life is not just hard for me or you, it's hard for everybody. But the thing is that it's how you respond to it, what attitude you have and how you you take it.
Right.
And that's what it's all about. I mean, there's people that have cancer and then some of them recover and some don't,
I know.
But I mean, it's easy to say, sometimes you just become totally not functioning and it's hard to get through life like that.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
People start thinking of suicide and shit like that, and that's pretty scary.
It is really scary, but it's also a lot of cancer patients, especially with kids, they go and they do a lot of art therapy and whatnot, and they bring a real positive into their lives. And, a lot of people can cure not cure themselves completely, but a lot of it is mind over matter.
Right.
I hate to say it. I don't want to get into this because people will start arguing. If you have cancer or you have, a major disease in your life, you can mentally get over it. They help your body heal. That's my whole healing side. And people are going to start being like, what the fuck? I'm probably getting crazy calls and whatever.
No, but I mean, if you've experienced that, then it's real to you.
And I have. And I'm a huge believer of healing oneself. And I won't go too far into it. But someone close to me got very, very, very sick. And I've always been one where I'm always positive and I have Lyme disease, but I've kind of cured myself from that. Mm-hmm. And that's from living in the woods my whole life and playing in the woods like a tomboy and whatever. But and shit happens. But and I still deal with some things, but I've actually cured myself a lot from it. And I've been working with a holistic healer. Mm. But it's mind over matter. It's curing your own energy from within, making yourself happy from within, and really meditating is huge. And she also works with cancer patients at Johns Hopkins. And what she tells them is meditation, and really walks them through it, kids, adults, everything. And it is proven that people who do meditate and who have a more positive outlook in their lives when they have cancer or certain diseases heal, or they heal quicker.
Yeah.
So
that's interesting.
Yeah, it is. And there was a point. Yes, a friend of mine, like I was saying, was very sick, and we were all around them, and even other people who were sick in my life, just with even my house. Everyone was sick in my house, for example, with horrible flu. I didn't get it.
Really?
I haven't been sick, and I don't know how long. Knock on wood.
Really?
But I really have not been sick in forever. I really haven't. If I get sick, it's because I did it to myself.
Right.
Drinking too much, and I know that I can't because my liver or my kidneys were bad because of Lyme. Mm. And that's what I would put myself in the hospital because I'd be like, I need to get saline. And I get saline, and replenish my body, and I'm fine, which is so stupid. And it was a cycle that I used to do. And I'm not drinking anymore. I'm feeling better. It's great. I'm not making myself. That's the only way. But I could be around sick people all the time and not get sick. And I know that I'm not.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're immune now.
It's not even that. It's a mind over matter thing. Mm. It's like, I'm healthy. I have a positive outlook. I have a good energy force field. Go ahead, make fun of me. But I won't get sick. I won't.
Good. So, and you work out, you know, you stay in shape and everything, you know, you eat well.
But it's it's being around contagious people.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah.
Like I could be around contagious people and I won't get it.
Oh, cool.
I know.
Superwoman.
Crazy, but I lose my voice all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I have a raspy voice anyway, which really sucks. I mean, some people think it's cool, but it's very distinctive, I guess, good and bad in ways. But for whatever reason, since I've quit drinking, it's become more freaking raspy.
Really?
I'm like, what the hell is going on? And maybe it's because I've been just overexerting and working so much. So maybe,
right.
I don't know, I'm tired. But yeah. It's getting worse. Anyway.
All right, we got a phone call.
This might be Dennis.
Is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
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 Hello? Is this Dennis?
This is Dennis.
Yay!
Welcome to the show, Dennis.
Totally blitzed. I totally forgot. I'm sorry about that. I just woke up.
I know. I was texting and emailing him while we were on the show. I'm like, where are you? Can you please call him?
I guess you're supposed to be on the show this morning.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. Oh well.
Yes.
Yeah. That's okay. Well, we can ask you some things. I mean, are you up to being on the phone now? Or do you want to come in some other time?
Mm-mm.
No, I can come in, you know, I mean, I'm right around the corner from you guys. If you want me to come in, or I can be on the phone, or whatever you want me to do.
Yeah. Do you think, we only have about 35 minutes left. You probably won't make it on time.
Yeah. So we'll just talk to him for a bit and then bring him in later.
Okay. We'll talk to you
in a bit.
So tell us who Dennis is.
Dennis is an awesome person.
Okay. That explains it.
Dennis is amazing. He's actually doing the reality rally, like I was telling everyone. This is Dennis Luciani that we're talking to. And he's was an average Joe, and he's been in a bunch of other things. And reality rally, like I was saying, with me. But I'll let you talk because you're better at telling about you than I am.
Dennis, where are you originally from? Are you from L.A.?
Yeah.
Hello?
You
right.
there?
Oh.
Yeah. The short answer is yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Fine.
Great. okay. So you were on Average Joe. How long ago was that?
I feel like old reality now.
Yeah.
That was 2003.
Oh, okay. So that was quite a while. That show is not on anymore, right?
No, it was only 4 seasons, which I don't understand because it actually was popular.
Yeah,
really?
It was. Yeah.
So now, when you're the Average Joe, are you like the main character on the show?
There were 16 Average Joe. It was like a whacked out version of The Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So it was the girl was tricked because she thought she was, you know, going to be NBC's new Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, you know, and she had been quoted to the producers in saying things like, oh, you know, what I'm looking for in a relationship, it's not about looks. I just want a great personality and somebody that can make me laugh and all this stuff. So the producers put her to work and put her to the test and got 16 short, fat, skinny, you know, nerdy, funny, just funny guys and whatever, just to put her to, you know, and do it just like the Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
she would have to date us and, you know, and do it that way. And in the course of the whole thing, too, the big twist of Average Joe is that towards the end, they throw in 3 or more hunks.
Oh, wow. So then they're testing
her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
To see if she's really not, if she doesn't really care about looks.
Mm.
No, they're really checking her. But, you know, but at the end of our season, I was the first season, she ended up going with the hunk.
Yeah.
And season 2, she went with the hunk. And season 3, the last Average Joe Standing, Adam, from my season, you know, he was going after girls in season 3.
Mm-hmm.
So he ended up going after the pretty girl instead of the girl with substance that America wanted to go. So it's like the only time anything happened the way it was supposed to happen was the last season where it looked like Anna Chudobova. I forget what her name is, but it's something Russian. and she went, she picked the average Joe. But I'm, you know, in my opinion, watching the show, it almost looked a little fixed because it looked like she was leaning towards the hung big time.
Yeah. Wow.
So it just shows you, I guess, you know, women say they don't care about looks, but apparently they do.
They do, but you know, but at the same time, she was having a pretty good time with, you know, Milena was having a pretty good time with us too. Uh-huh. But
yeah,
you know, you could really see the way her eyes lit up when the three hunks walked in. So that
wow.
Yeah,
that was a little disheartening, to say the least. I was already gone at that point. I'm only going off of what I watched on TV.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So
But it's not, we can't blame all ladies. Like, I know Brigetta loves me.
I absolutely do love you.
Yeah. So I take it you're not a hunk by definition, but.
He is a hunk.
Okay, so he's just downplaying it.
Well, that's
good. So how many so you were kicked out during the show. What number were you?
I was actually lucky, the lucky one out of it, because I was the nice guy on the season. That was my mm-hmm. role, or that was my, I was a nice one because of some of the stuff that I did on that season. So you know, that resonated. So NBC had brought me back. I introduced the whole season two. Uh-huh. I was on season three, picking out girls for Adam, and then I was on the very first episode with him when the girls showed up.
Right.
And they used me in the last season too for a month and a half. I was supposed to have been the secret host of the makeover twist that mm-hmm. four average Joes were given after they were eliminated and then inserted back into the game later.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting
thing. It was really cool that NBC used me. I was the only one that was used for all four seasons, so that was cool.
Yeah, that's right. Pretty cool. Yeah. And how did you get the role? I mean, did you have to audition with thousands of people?
You show up. I saw the ad originally on Craigslist. You know, they were looking for guys, and it looked like NBC's version of Survivor is what they were auditioning for.
Right.
But I love Survivor.
Right.
Had I known it was going to be a dating show, outright, I would have said no. they tricked all of us.
Wow.
So I decided after, you know, answering by email and then getting a phone call interview, and based on the phone call interview, they liked what they heard. They had me come in to meet with the producers. So I thought I'd be funny and I'd bring my hula hoops with me.
Yeah.
Just for the hell of it. And, you know, they saw the hula hoops. Oh my God, you got to do that. So, you know, when you do an interview, you know, that you sit there and talking, well, they moved all the chairs and table out of the way and I did the whole interview hula hooping. Like, they asked me where I was from and, you know, what my family was like, but I stood there while they asked me all the questions, and that hula hoop was going around me while the whole audition was going on. So, you know, that's how, you know, my lovely little quirky self got on to Average Joe.
Wow.
He always has something interesting that he brings his hula hoops, or you bring amazing, you've always silly, awesome outfits. You stand out wherever you go. Like, we did the mud run together, the reality mud run.
Right.
That was Stand Up to Cancer, and he wore a suit. That was
suit to the
yes,
mud run.
In the mud run.
My little three-piece waiter suit.
Yes.
Never do that again.
Yeah, you were looking spiffy, but that mud was weighing you down at the end.
Yes, oh yes.
Wow. Yes, that was fun.
I was just dressed as a pig, helping Jillian out, doing some promotional stuff for her upcoming reality rally,
mm-hmm.
Because she had saw a commercial that I hadn't seen yet. There was a Geico commercial with a pig ziplining.
I love that one.
Well, I have a pig costume. So she's like, can you wear the pig costume and come down there? So I was hanging with Brendan and Rachel from this season of Amazing Race. They were on Big Brother.
Yeah.
Rachel is going to be on Amazing Race now?
Well, no.
Yeah.
Is she really?
Brendan and Rachel are Amazing Race on this season.
I did not know that. Okay, I'm going to have to tweet her and say congratulations. That's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Rachel and
that
who?
That is still on. It's already been on the second episode. They're still on. She almost had a meltdown this past Monday.
Oh, jeez. Oh, Rachel.
Why did she almost have a meltdown?
I guess we'll have to watch to find out. What happened? Give us a little bit so we can catch up before.
Okay, you've got a little bit to catch up. They were in the last task before they have to go to the pit stop, and the last task involved going to this, a cattle factory where there were people that were just buying cows or buying steer or buying stuff like that. You had to figure out the weight of, because there was so much cattle, but they're all sectioned off into like squares. There's so much cattle, and you hear the auctioneer going on, but they're in Buenos Aires at this point.
Okay.
And you hear the guy, in his accent, just calling out to the prospective buyers, for this box of cattle, where you had to figure out the weight in kilos or something. And, and when you open the clue, it doesn't really tell you, that you're going to have to figure out, you're going to have to be good in math or something like that. So Rachel was like, she's like, I suck at math. When she starts going up there, she's lucky that she was able to partner up with, Bopper, one of the old, there's a two old men team, Bopper, was also there trying to figure it out too. You needed a little help. You needed somebody else to help you count them out and then figure it out. You could then run to the guy that sits on the horse. And if you have something in the right area of 320 kilograms, you got your ticket.
Wow.
So the people that got voted up were the ones that were by themselves, unfortunately, the two clowns.
Wow.
The front husband, the husband, couldn't add 2 + 2 to save his life, I guess. From what they said.
Yeah. And did they qualify for a show? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I want to submit me and Brigetta to run an amazing race. What do you think?
Oh, my God. I would love to do it in a heartbeat. And you know that we would kick ass.
Cause... Well, I know you can run. I know you can run.
Yeah. Yep.
When we were running the mud run, this woman here, Brigetta, just like, said, hey, Dennis, let's run. And then she said, see ya. And
because I was running with you for a while. This is fun. And I'm talking and you're like, shut up. I can't talk when I run. And I'm like, okay. And I was like, I guess I'll just leave now. And I just took off.
It was bad enough to breathe for crying out loud. Never mind, carry on a 5-hour conversation.
Sorry. I know, it's funny. But then I wound up coming in first place female and 10th overall in the reality mud run out of 713 people.
Really?
I was first place female.
Wow,
yep.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
Okay.
We should do an amazing race for sure. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be
it
good.
Would.
I'm sure
it
they
would.
Take you in a minute. You gotta apply.
You need to have a good analytical mind. It's not just about run and stuff like that. You've got to notice things because the very first challenge they were working on this year, they were in wherever the hell they were. You had to make empanadas.
Ooh,
okay, but one woman was making empanadas, the cheese ones, one way, and the other woman was making the meat filled ones another way, like they were twisting them instead of folding them or something like that.
Mm.
And if you weren't watching, or you thought you were just stuffing empanadas, you weren't watching correctly, stuff like that, you're going to get screwed, which some teams got screwed because they weren't. But you see, somebody like Brendan and Rachel, because they both have degrees in, they hope they've mastered, Brendan goes for his PhD, Rachel, from what, we saw, she, even she though did. Nobody believed it because she looks like she's a Vegas girl, she's got a master's in something so it's just fun to, and they notice things right after that, look, good. So it'll be cool to be able to see them, and see how far they get. When I was hanging out with them on Sunday, I asked if I could borrow $1 million just to see if they would tell me if they won or not. So, but they didn't tell me.
Yeah. So funny.
That's cool. All right, Dennis, very interesting. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I want to have him talk about Reality Rally really quick.
Yeah.
And just mention it and how you got involved and tell a little piece about why you want to be involved with it, and then we'll say bye-bye.
Cool.
Hello?
All right.
Okay, go for it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going for it. I don't know if anybody knows about a little old, what should we say this? It's a charity event, but I don't want to really just classify it as a charity event because it was a major event that I so enjoyed being a part of last year that it's called Reality Rally. It's April 13th, 14th, and 15th of this year, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole mess of reality stars from all walks of reality. You know, Jillian from Survivor. Jillian is the main force behind this, and she conceived this whole idea of Reality Rally when she was kicked off of her season of Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
While she was there on the island, she conceived this whole idea, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Reality Rally benefits a great charity called Michelle's Place, which is a breast cancer research fund.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that goes towards that, which you just don't realize how many people don't know any information about, you know, where to go and what to do, and
to
oh my God, I do
yeah.
feel a lump, or where do I go to get a mammogram, or mm-hmm. how do I survive, the knowledge that I do have a lump, or just anything. This is a great place that a lot of people wish they would have heard about a long time ago.
Right.
So,
right.
Reality, it's a combination of things. If people want to come down and hang with a whole bunch of reality stars, but don't want to be there the whole weekend, or there's just events like going to a winery on Friday to hang with the stars, or going to the golfing event that you can just go play golf with them. You don't have to spend the whole weekend, but on Saturday is the big, huge event that all the reality stars plus fans that are pay to be on teams with the reality stars are running a huge, amazing race
yep.
style
around a
contest, which we did last year. But last year, it also included the whole town. This time, it's only going to stay in Old Temecula.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Old Town Temecula.
I didn't even know that. Okay.
So they're not going to have to worry about the transportation issues that they had last year.
Yeah.
So this time there's going to be the 12 checkpoints, that'll be just in Old Town. So it'll be definitely more fair, more fit. So nobody, we're not going to have to worry about anything breaking down. So you only have yourself to blame.
Last year got a little bit of a disaster. For those that don't know, there was a lot of things that happened last year, and a lot of fights that went on, and arguments. But it was for charity, so you're like, dude, get over it.
Yeah.
But when you shove a bunch of reality stars together, competing against one another, even though it's the Amazing Race, but even though it's for charity, we're gonna fight.
Yeah.
We're gonna
argue.
There's
a lot of ego.
And
that's what happened, and it was a blast, and people had a blast, and people can come and donate on our pages individually, or they can pay to be on our team with a reality star. So we will show you how to do the Amazing Race, basically, and what it's like to be a reality star for a day and what we go through.
Wow.
So, if you want any information about any of this, it's realityrally.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know how to sponsor, if you want to know how to donate, or if you want to know how to be a part of it, if you want to be on a team with a reality star to do this fun race, all the information is on realityrally.com.
Awesome.
Okay, sounds
Thank
good.
You.
And Dennis Luciani, right?
Yes.
Okay, Dennis. Yep. Thank you so much. All the best in the race. And,
cool. If you ever need me to show up at your office in a crazy costume, just let me know.
Yeah, we'll have you come in for sure.
Yeah, you have to come in for sure soon. All right, hon.
Okay, thanks, Dennis.
Thanks so much.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's a reality rally is so much fun, and it's for a great cause, Michelle's Place for Breast Cancer. So I do have a donate page. So if you guys want to go on my Twitter, which is Real Brigetta, or my Facebook page, there is a link for you to donate. And we have to raise money for the breast cancer. That's another whole thing that I'm doing.
Wow.
So and to sponsor us in the reality rally race.
You're raising a lot of money. Maybe you should raise some for yourself, too.
Oh, I wish. It's all for charity, so it's good karma. So what goes around comes around. I'm a big believer of that. And I don't do things to expect anything in return. That's not what I'm about.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Yeah. And you know what? I do find that when I do give, I'm still doing the 5K for the children's rights, which is coming up soon. I raised, what did I raise? I think I raised like $1,250. 1250.
Nice.
So I'm racing for free now, which is great. Yeah. Which is awesome. And I wasn't expecting anything in return, but randomly, I've gotten some cool things that have come into my life this past week.
Really?
So, yep.
And you think it's thanks to that, huh?
It is. It's karma. It's what goes around comes around. You give out to the universe. The universe gives back. And I'm huge into that. That's why it's like I like tipping really well. And I just like giving to other people who are working really hard and who need it.
And you don't expect anything
in
return.
No, I don't. It's just spreading the love around. So eventually, things will come into my life.
We have a real Mother Teresa here.
Yeah, you know. If I had more, I'd give more. For sure. But no, I'm a huge believer in what goes around comes around. And I think eventually, you know, even when all that shit was happening to me, like I was saying last year, I believe it was I knew I needed time to change. I needed it. And I knew it was bad, but I knew good things were going to come out of it. And that's how I had to do is stay positive.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I think it's like every time you think you're going to play life by your rules.
Yeah.
Life will slap you in the face and wake you up and say, guess who's boss here? You don't get to choose. And that's what it is. You know, I mean, you feel you're bigger than life, or that life owes you something.
Yeah.
And things like that. And then, you know, you get straightened out right away. Mm-hmm. You realize, hey, you're just a person. Be humble and be grateful in what you have.
Yep. This is true.
You know, so I think, you know, I used to be like, I'm going to live by my own rules and stuff, but it doesn't work like that.
No.
You know.
Yeah, the universe will slap you right back into place.
Exactly.
Well, that's for sure. I've learned that. But
So did you know today is National Chocolate Soufflé Day?
What the hell? Isn't every day something else day?
It is, but chocolate soufflé, I mean, what the hell?
I don't know.
Who needs a day for that?
These are chefs that are making it up so they can just get into the kitchen. Like, you know, I mean, race out and find some chocolate soufflé somewhere. I mean, is it free somewhere? Then great. Is there gluten-free soufflé?
I don't know if it's gluten-free. We can find out. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you can make one that is.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what does that mean when it's chocolate soufflé day? Does it mean that all of us go and flock out to all the restaurants to go and get
probably
some
or
chocolate.
Make some, yeah.
Chocolate.
You're right. It
souffle
was probably invented by someone in the industry
who wanted people to come to their restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. Now, do you watch Dancing with the Stars at all?
I do not, but I heard that the new people were announced.
Yes.
Yeah, and
and many of them, I don't even know who the hell they are.
Yeah, I got.
They have Jack Wagner, who we know who he is. He was a soap opera star and a singer.
Who's Sherry Shepherd, though?
Sherry Shepherd, hold on, it probably says so, but I don't see a The View co-host.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Gavin DeGraw, I definitely would like to see him on there. I mean, that's going to be good that he's on there. And then Jaleel White, I know the name, but why do I, is that, that's Urkel? No, it's not Urkel.
I'll tell you who it is.
It's Jaleel White.
Jaleel White?
Yeah.
Yeah, or, Urkel, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, okay, I was right. Okay. Yeah. That's going
to
be fun.
Urkel would be
see,
fun to be on
That
there.
Will be actually really cool.
Yeah.
See, this is why I don't listen to the news, but I did get a Twitter update on my phone this morning.
Yeah.
With weird, I get e-news updates, and I also get like CNN updates and all. So that came in this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. And they have, let's see, Melissa Gilbert. I know her.
Oh, she too? Okay.
Yeah. And then the rest, I don't really know. I mean, they have Donald Driver. He's an NFL veteran.
Oh, yeah, we know him.
William Levy, a popular telenova actor. Okay. That's in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Appeared in the music video for Jennifer Lopez's I'm Into You. Sherry Shepherd, we said. Catherine Jenkins on the episode. She's a soprano, I guess. A mezzo-soprano performed on... Okay, whatever. Martina Navratilova is going to be on, and she's the tennis star, of course. Roshan Fagan, that's like us.
Why do I know?
He is on the Disney Channel.
Oh,
Shake
okay,
it
yeah,
up.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah,
I think I know that.
Yeah. Maria Menounos.
Oh, cool.
The extra correspondent.
Mm-hmm.
And,
isn't she dating Mario Lopez? Isn't she with him or
is
no?
Is she? I don't know. It doesn't say so here.
Or maybe not. I don't remember. Yeah. I get so confused.
Yeah.
Maybe she used to.
And then Gladys Knight. And,
oh, wow. Yeah. That'll be interesting.
She's got to be up there in age, though.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. But that's what Dancing with the Stars is about. It's about, you know, people that are older, that, you know, you don't really get young celebrities there. You know, it's more like people that... maybe are in touch with themselves.
Yeah.
I don't know. So they're able to dance.
I have to say that's one show that I really want to be on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, yep. You got to be a big celebrity first. Actually, those are not really big celebrities. Not
exactly.
All of them.
So there you go. Have, yeah. You know, me, I can do it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, eventually.
I'll just sell one more show and then get on it.
Yeah.
I've done enough, but I mean, yeah, anyway.
Yeah. So, you know, we were talking about gas, how it's getting expensive here and how it's expensive.
Jesus. It's ridiculous.
It's more expensive elsewhere.
Yeah.
In Great Britain, I guess gas now is almost $12 a gallon.
Gosh.
How the hell do they live like that?
Wow. That's, I don't know.
You know,
I can't do it.
And we sit here bitching about $4.
So, well, $12 is equivalent to $7 here, I guess, $6 or $7. Yeah, that's still a lot. That's a lot.
No, $12 is $12, you know.
No, it's different there. Like, their money is really, actually, you're right.
They have the British sterling, which is worth more than the dollar.
Yeah. So, actually, I'm sorry, I lied. That's way...
So it's not like they said 12 pounds, they said $12. So they're converted. They've converted it already.
Wow. Yeah. Holy shitners.
Yeah.
Shitners, that's a new word. Shitners. Don't know where I got that from. But.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, their average is like $9.85, which is about £6.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, $12 for a fucking gallon of gas.
That's
man.
Insane.
You know, I don't know how they live like this. And they can't possibly make a lot more money than we do.
Yeah, I just... That'd be a great thing to... I mean, can you... Obviously, you can invest in a gas, but the prices fluctuate so much. So
right,
is it even...
Yeah.
And when you buy in, is it expensive to buy in? Like, I don't know much about stocks and such, so...
Yeah. Well, this would be like commodities and shit. You know, when people trade in commodities and stuff. And, with oil, it's very hard to predict, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's very volatile.
Right.
Especially now. So we'll see what's going to happen, you know.
I mean,
to me, it doesn't really matter a few cents more, a few cents less, you know. It doesn't make a big difference, I don't think.
Right.
But I guess for people that drive a lot, it would add up.
This is why I've actually been considering getting like a hybrid. Mm. I have friends that have hybrids.
Really?
Yeah. I just think that's, God, she like never has to spend gas.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm considering getting something. I'm like, Well, even like there's new SUVs that are hybrids,
mm-hmm.
which are really cool. Like I think it's the what is it? I think the Escalade has one.
Mm.
Possibly,
I don't know.
I think it's and then there's maybe it's not the Escalade, maybe it's a Tahoe. I don't know, but it's a big SUV that's actually a hybrid. And I saw it on the road the other day, and I was like, damn, that's awesome because I like SUVs, and I think a hybrid would. So much. I mean, I've already spent like to fill up my tank. It's like $60.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It sucks right now.
What are you driving? Is that a Honda? The Honda Cube thing? Or
No, it's an Element. It's an Element.
Oh, an Element.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like my Element because.
Is that a Scion or what?
No, it's a Honda.
It is a Honda.
Yeah, it's a Honda.
Okay.
No, the Scions are the cheap ones, the cheap versions that
yeah,
I would
exactly.
never fucking get in my life. Honda's good.
Yeah.
And it was expensive, and I paid for it myself. Yes.
Was it expensive? I didn't think they were that expensive.
$30,000.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
wow.
For,
I thought they were less than that.
No, it was $30,000 for mine, and then
really?
I did aftermarket shit on it, so
yeah.
It was even. More. So I guess that's what I do. But I love it because they're suicide doors. That's why I got the car in the first
really?
Place. Because I'm constantly going to events and traveling everywhere and setting up, different things and shoving clothes in my car and whatever else. And I needed, and like you can't fit everything in a normal car or a normal SUV. But if you have suicide doors, they open up. So like it doesn't matter how big something is. Like I can fit an entire table in there.
Right.
You know what else I did that was awesome? When I did my backyard, I fit 44 bags of mulch in my car.
Really?
44
Whoa.
Huge bags of mulch.
Wow.
We were like, this is awesome. Yeah. And then I still had someone sitting in the front and then in the back.
Wow.
Well, they were all smushed in, but it was funny.
Wow. So it's a pretty roomy car.
It is really roomy. I can fit anything in there. When I move, I shove things in. I can fit 4 huge bikes inside. But I have a rack and all that. But I just don't have it on the car yet. But it's great. I love my car. But it needs to be, I need a new car.
Yeah.
It needs some new love.
How long have you had it?
I had it since 07.
Okay, yeah. It's time for a new one.
It's time for a new one. And there's I only have like, I think like 40,000 miles on it.
Oh, that's not bad.
Which is weird because I've traveled, like I drive to Utah and back all the time.
Really?
Well, like for Sundance. So I go to Park City or I travel up north or Arizona all the time. I know.
Really?
I know.
That's amazing.
I don't have all those miles. I guess because everything in LA, yes, you drive a lot in LA, but mm-hmm. I also, I shit where I eat. No, I'm kidding.
I hang out where I live,
and I don't venture out too much. Yeah. So, except for when I'm going on my long road trips.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I like to drive. I'm in control. I need to be in control.
Yeah.
So I need to drive a lot.
It's fun to drive when there's no traffic, you know? When there's traffic, I get like totally like, get off my road here, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not fun driving when it's heavy with traffic. But yeah, nevertheless, you know, I mean, what the hell? Yeah. Finally, I guess this is like a chilling story. A mom allegedly kills her son, her baby, and goes back to sleep.
Where is this? Where are they living now?
Now, she is in Missouri. Now, apparently what happened is her one-year-old baby was screaming and crying in the bed, in the crib, and she was sleeping, so he wouldn't stop crying. So she beat him to death.
Oh, my God.
Hit the body in the bushes and went back to sleep.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't want
to bring it up, but it's like so
What the fuck is wrong with people?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's so horrible.
I know. How do people do this? A year old.
Oh my God.
You know, how do people do this? And it's your own flesh and blood. You know, I mean, any baby would be, but people are fucked up, man, and they're crazy, and they shouldn't be parents, and the hell with them. And
that just really creeps me out, and I actually want to throw up right now.
Yeah, I know.
After hearing that. Oh my God. Oh man.
Yeah. But, she's going to be rotten in jail. You know what?
Here's the thing. I hate to say this, but this goes back to the olden days. I want to take her and I want to beat her to a pulp to death and let her feel what it was like.
Yeah.
And I want to break every bone in her body before she dies so that she can feel what it's like to have every single bone broken in her body.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
I'm with you
on that. And I'm sorry. That is me not being very... Yeah.
But you want the punishment to fit the crime.
Yes.
Know? Yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry, but like, you know what I know? Like, just, oh my God. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I need to stop.
Okay. Well, we're going to have a great day anyway. It's sunny
Thanks
today
for ending
and
on
stuff.
That. Ugh,
Did you know that it was hailing yesterday in some parts of town?
Where?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah. Some people said it was hailing.
Oh my God.
But it was fucking freezing last night. I couldn't even stand to be outside. Anyway, thank you all for joining us. Thanks, Dennis. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm still in shock after this. I'm really, like, really disgusted.
All right.
Who's our guest tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I don't know, but we'll figure it out. We got to run out of here.
Okay.
Everybody stay tuned for Siggy Jackson, Michael Jackson's nephew. He comes up right after us, and he's got a great show. So.
We have the Tiny Buddha, Lori Deshney, that she's calling tomorrow.
She's been scheduled to call for a long time.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe finally we'll get to hear her tomorrow.
Awesome.
Okay, thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.